Steve was an outstanding wrestler from Greenville High School. And first off, congratulations, Steve, as being a member of the Mercer County Hall of Fame. We are so pleased that you were able to make it. And looking over your bio and having a chance to talk to you, sit around the table with you last night, I find you to be definitely a wonderful gentleman with a great bit of stories. And your history at Greenville is unmatched as a wrestler.
Thank you very much.
Steve, two-time state champion, won in 1974, 1975. And, Bob, you were talking with your brother Jeff and saying, we may not have had a better high-end wrestling duo than Norm Walker, who we inducted recently, and Steve Rowley, ever in the history of our Hall of Fame or of all Pennsylvania wrestling.
Yeah, just talk about that time back then, Steve. You wrestled in the part of the glory era in Mercer County Wrestling, Greenville, with Coach Bob Robbins, and Rob Robbins is a Hall of Famer as well. Just talk about that era and how different it was when it comes to the sport of wrestling in this county.
Well, we started with my first 2 years with Dave Collin, and Bob Robbins was a great coach. Dave was a good coach. Bob took over, and I was his friend before he was my coach. So it was a little different situation, but he was certainly a tough guy, and he did very well in wrestling himself. So it was good, and our competition between Greenville and Reynolds was extreme. I mean, we were all friends, grew up together, swam at the same pool, our fathers worked together. We were all friends, but we had a competition that was unrivaled, I think, in the state.
And that competition, a lot of it dealing with Reynolds as one of the best rivalries in the state of Pennsylvania for many, many years. What was that match like in your mind, the days leading up to it and the night of the match? What was it like in from your perspective?
Well, I actually think we all looked forward to it. Back in the day, we were ranked 2 and 3 in the state. I don't remember if Greenville was ranked ahead of Reynolds or Reynolds ranked ahead of us, but I think we looked forward to it, and it was exciting the 1 year they had to do it at Westminster College, because they're just wasn't a school that could seat the crowd, and they had to turn people away from there. So it was great. Like I said, we were all friends off the mat, but we were competitors on, and it was great to have that competition that close to you. It was terrific.
Now, what was your favorite move? What was your signature move as a wrestler? Did you have one?
Well, I would say cradle. I had takedown moves, but I loved the cradle as far as if I could get that on a person, I felt they were done. So I did like that move.
When you think about your wrestling career, Steve, and you had great success, ever into a match where you ever thought that maybe there was someone on the other side that was better than you?
My freshman year. My first wrestling varsity match my freshman year, I think I was wrestling a guy 22-0 and had won districts, and that was my break-in as a freshman. After that, and he didn't beat me bad, but like 4-1 or something, but no, after that, I didn't think I could lose. I have lost, mm-hmm. but no, I never went in thinking somebody was going to beat me.
And I think that says a lot to your success when you think about the confidence of someone that gets to the level that you got to. You have to believe in yourself.
Well, I love competition. I don't know anybody who loves sports any more than me. I was certainly not the best at everything, but I don't know anybody who loved the competition more than me.
And we talk about wrestling. You also were a football player and in track and field. Was wrestling your favorite sport?
They were all favorites. I loved football, and I loved wrestling. My favorite sport was probably softball after I got out of school. But, track and field, I liked it. I threw shot put, and I didn't compete as a senior. I got a job in a steel mill, and I would have did better at shot put my senior year because I was bigger and stronger, but I decided to make some money instead. So,
and you did win a state medal in the shot put in your junior year,
junior
too,
year.
Right? So, not that, but, not that good in track.
I loved it all. It wouldn't have mattered. From the time we were little, we were either playing kickball, wiffle ball, something. You know, we were never inside. It was always some kind of sport. I thrived on it, and I loved it.
We're talking with Steve Riley out of Greenville High School, a inductee to the class of 2019 in the Mercer County Hall of Fame. You got to play, so you were in track, and you were in wrestling, and also football. So you were in two individual sports and one team sport. Did you like having both of those experiences, being on a team, but you're also wrestling and track and field was more of an individual sport?
Well, yes, but wrestling is a team sport. It's not individual. It's about the team winning and school winning. So we all competed. It was all about the team, getting the other people fired up, getting me fired up. So none of them were, maybe shot put was more individual, but it was still track and field team. So
what was your most memorable moment? What do you still think of? When you talk about your high school athletic days, what memories do that jump out to you?
Can't pick out one, really. I mean, they're all memorable, and it's been a very long time ago for me. So I loved it all. I was fortunate. I had a good family, good school, good coaches, good town, good friends, good cheerleaders. We all just came together and did the best we could, so it was nice.
Is there anything more satisfying than beating Reynolds?
Well, we certainly liked that. But as me and Brian Hills were talking last night, you know, we were all friends. So
right.
I think each school made each other better. You know, we look forward to it, and I'm sure they look forward to wrestling us. So.
You had mentioned a couple coaches, but is there anybody else in your life that kind of was a role model that influenced you as a young boy?
Well, Tom Seipel. My father introduced him to me when I was in Little League, and he was Greenville's first state champion. And I thought, boy, that's really good. And I was a young kid, and he wrestled on my father's team, and with Neil Lineman, Reynolds' coach. They all were on the same team at Penn Middle High School or whatever it was then. So he was, and I had a lot of great help from alumni. Doug Klenovich, a former wrestler, he was Athletes in Action. He would come work out with me. Sammy Lamford, a former Greenville. They would come in and jump in every minute with me. And, you know, Mel Berry, the Teal coach, would let me go up and practice with the Teal boys. And, you know, if you wrestle people older, bigger, and stronger, it helps you. So all those things were big in my life, you know, as far as role models or helping me.
For people that don't know, talk about your life after high school. What did you do after high school, and what are you doing today?
Well, I took a scholarship to the University of West Virginia. I had a lot of offers, and I didn't really want to go to college, not because I didn't like sports, but I had 5 days to keep my job at Greenville Steel Car. So I went there for 3 days. I come back, and then I ended up starting Riley Construction, Inc., a construction company, and I moved to the Poconos in 85. And that's where basically my kids went to school. And then people I worked for out there bought an island in the Caribbean and sent me as a construction manager. And I liked it and stayed. So I still do construction there now. And
what island's that?
Well, I live on an island called Great Camino in the British Virgin Islands. And we just got devastated with Hurricane Irma, 243 mile an hour.
Wow.
We were in the eye. So we lost our house, and so did many, many other people. The whole island got devastated. So last probably 18 months have just been very difficult. So I'm actually back in my own house with a roof on it, missing 7 sliding glass doors, interior doors, and other stuff. But it's nice to be home after being displaced for that long. So
now, are you ever used to being back in the snow again?
No. If I was hunting in Montana, I would have warm stuff, and I did that a few times, but I didn't really have warm stuff to wear or anything like that. So, and I plowed snow in the Poconos commercially for 10 years, so if it was nasty, I was out in it, but now after 22 years of not driving in snow, I turn chicken.
And Steve, you look like you just came yesterday. You're tan, we're all pale from Western Pennsylvania. You could tell that you've enjoyed your time in the sun.
Well, I'm in the sun. I don't lay in the sun or anything like that. It's just our temperatures don't really change.
Yeah.
It's 88 in the summer, 85 in the winter. So
that's pretty nice.
Lastly, Steve, what does this night mean to you and your family and your friends?
Well, it's very important. My mother's so happy. If my father could be here, I'd be thrilled.
Well, we congratulate you, Steve Riley. It's a great honor representing Greenville, and your legacy is going to be on stage tonight, and we congratulate you and thank you for joining us on the broadcast.
Thank you, fellas, and thank you all for the honor.
All right, Steve Riley, there you go. He is one of the class of 2019, and he is a guy that we lived growing up with. We heard and talked a lot about him.
He looks like he can still wrestle.
Yeah, and he's big.
I think maybe you and him should wrestle later. That would be something that we could put
that is
on
Twitter.
All right, Donatelli Electric, our sponsor.